We gotta get ready. And I gotta be on there, I think, at 5 minutes before or 10 minutes before or whatever it is. So I'm trying to tap in with you guys. Just give you kind of an overview of my studio right now.
Now, I'm gonna share a few things that I do before I teach any masterclass or workshop. So if you are creating any classes, courses, masterclasses, then this might be helpful for you too.
Hey guys, it is Zaylee. Oh my gosh. So today I am taking you guys on the back end. There's so much going on around me right now. Preparing for my class with ConvertKit. So I just showered and did my makeup and all that jazz. Lighting is a bit weird in the studio today because it's day outside and my studio really is just so fire when it's night because then everywhere is dark. So you know, I am dealing with that, but we're gonna make it through. And I have my vlogging camera in my hand because I'm gonna be using this camera. So I'm gonna switch over from this camera to the vlogging camera and just give you guys a behind the scenes of what it's like to prepare for a workshop with me. I'm teaching a masterclass. I promoted it to my audience. I'm so excited to see all of you guys. They promoted it to their audience. So it's a pretty big deal. I'm really excited about this workshop. And I don't take these kinds of partnerships and, you know, collaborations for granted because I get to tap into meeting so many new people. So before it's currently 12:39 and we're gonna be live at 1. We gotta get ready. And I gotta be on there, I think, at like 5 minutes before or 10 minutes before or whatever it is. So I'm trying to tap in with you guys and just give you kind of an overview of my studio right now. I told you guys recently inside of my Facebook group that we're rebuilding the studio, but this is what's working right now currently because we're also planning some other things that we'll talk about on the channel soon. But let's go behind the scenes and see kind of like how I set up, and yeah, let's just dive in.
Okay, hey guys, guess what? I have some good news and some bad news. So the good news is that you get to see the studio at night. So we came into this video and you probably saw clips of me walking you guys through during the daytime, but now it's nighttime. So you get to see the difference between the studio at daytime and at nighttime as well. Now, the cooler thing is Rio is here with me. So he's at home now and we get to walk through the studio with him. Now, I'm gonna share a few things that I do before I teach any masterclass or workshop. So if you are creating any classes, courses, masterclasses, then this might be helpful for you too. So the first thing that I do is I actually charge everything. So here we have my laptop that is in front of me. When I'm teaching a class, I'm usually sitting over here. And so I want this to be charged and plugged in so that I can communicate with my team, or usually when I'm teaching in a collaboration, I'm communicating with their team as well. And we don't want to depend on the main monitor if something is happening on Zoom, right? You know, my assistant might message me on Slack to say, we can't hear you or something. So I keep this computer right here because it's closer to me. And I also charge all of my tools. So if you have a wireless mouse, a keyboard like I do, I have to charge those things just to make sure they don't shut down during the workshop, because that's the worst thing that can ever happen. So I think ahead of those things, even if I'm teaching masterclasses for my students in the Start, Shoot, Grow Video Academy. The next thing that I do is I restart my computer so that it gets to get a fresh start and it's running smoothly, because we don't want any craziness happening. And so I do that over there. So the computer that I use is usually over there. You can see my huge monitor. You can see me on the monitor. And this is usually the view that people get of me. And you guys can see the back end. You're seeing exactly what I'm seeing when I am teaching. So usually that's where I see myself and that's where I present my slides as well. So I get all of that set up and then I get my lights set up. Right, so in here I'm using this huge aperture dome light and there is lights behind me as well. I like to put those on before whatever workshop happens. So I also put this light on. So not at this night, this light is on. So it kind of fills in shadows right here. And this light just is our main source light. And everyone who asks me, Zaylee, how do you get glasses not to be in your shot? My camera is over there, right? So Ria's gonna come behind. He's gonna show you where my camera is, right? And so there's no light in front of my camera. and the light is above my head. So if the light is above my head, you don't really see the reflection straight on if I'm looking straight on. And also I keep things away from me so that it's not shining directly into my glasses. The other light that I turn on is just my lights over here. So I have my, you know, ambient light in my backdrop. So I'll put this light on. It's a salt lamp I got from Amazon. And I put on this light that Rio put on the wall, which I absolutely love. And I can change this to be like different colors. It just sets a different mood however I want. So I like doing that too, just so I can get into the mood and get ready to teach. And then I like to spray. So I'll spray a nice little scent. And this is White Tuberose from World Market. It's just a room spray, but it just gets me going. And I get excited to do whatever I'm doing. I also usually have a candle in here, you know, burning so that I get just calm vibes, you know, when I'm getting ready to teach. And the last thing I do is I get some water and then I open up and sign in and get ready to teach my workshop. What about you? What do you do when you're teaching a masterclass or a workshop? I want to know. And the next thing is I just wanted to show you guys kind of what I'm working with. When you guys see me on YouTube, like recently, my recent videos, this is the simple set that I use. Sometimes I set up extra cameras and those extra cameras allow for like different angles and things like that. But usually I'm using this main camera. Let me know what questions you have down in the comments because I want to know. I want to know what questions you guys have and if you care about this stuff. Anything from you, Rio? Mm-hmm. He's like,
mm-mm, get somebody else to do it.
All right, guys. No. All right, guys, what do y'all think? What do you think about the studio? Do you like the studio? Do you not like the studio? Like, what do you think? This is actually so cool because I got a two-bedroom apartment. I always had a two-bedroom apartment in my old apartment. Well, we'll talk about that another time. However, this one is a bit different because now this has a built-in bathroom, a closet, and all the things. The last one did not. There was just this huge studio space. That apartment was really big. But this one is more functional and I get to do so much more in here.
Look at all this floor space. So much aerobics in here. So many activities. It's making my head spin how many activities we can do.
Yeah, so if you have some space, this is less space than the old studio, but it's more functional. Maybe I'll do like a full-on studio tour and explain all of that one day. So if you enjoyed this video, let me know. Let me know what you guys want to see down below in the comments. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to link a video either down in the description box or on the screen right now where you can see my old studio tour. Let me know what you guys think about all of this because sometimes I just don't know if I should share this stuff, but then I enjoy sharing it. So you let me know your thoughts and what you're thinking.